This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is now set to tell U.S. senators that courts should not try to make policy when she makes her opening statements for her confirmation hearing. That is set to start this Monday. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Barrett will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee that policy decisions should be left to political branches of government. That's according to opening remarks obtained by the Associated Press. She will tell senators that courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in public life. She also will say that she is resolved to maintain the same perspective as her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, and that no one will ever be able to take the place of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump nominated Barrett after Ginsburg died. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have hit their highest points recently throughout the Midwest, but that is not the message coming from a number of Republican governors in the region. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Oklahoma's governor has been upbeat about progress against the virus, despite what figures compiled by public health experts show. North Dakota's governor has called the state's positivity rate of about 7% an achievement, even though that rate of new cases tops the nation. In Arkansas, a group of Republican lawmakers are suing to invalidate a mask mandate and other directives imposed by the governor. Most of the Midwest Republican governors, where the virus is worsening, have either refused to enact statewide mask restrictions or have been rolling back restrictions imposed due to the pandemic. I'm Shelley Adler.
Yeah, and you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, told CNN Sunday that his comments have been taken out of context in a campaign ad for President Donald Trump. Fauci said the ad released Saturday as Mr. Trump recovers from coronavirus was made without his consent. The 30-second ad features what appears to be an edited clip of Fauci saying, "I can't imagine that anybody could be doing more," after a narrator discusses the Trump administration's efforts to fight the pandemic. The quote appears to come from an interview with Fox News in March. During that interview, Fauci said at the time, "I'm down at the White House virtually every day with the task force. It's every single day, so I can't imagine that any circumstances that anybody could be doing more." Mr. Trump's campaign communications director, Tim Murtaugh, responded to Fauci's comments about the ad, telling CNN, "These are Dr. Fauci's own words. The video is from a nationally broadcast television interview in which Fauci was praising the work of the Trump administration. The words spoken are accurate and directly from Fauci's mouth." The premier of Australia's Victoria state is stepping up his fight with members of the public who do not comply with pandemic regulations, saying close contacts of those infected who refuse to attest will have to spend 21 days in quarantine. The state government has announced mandatory quarantine will be extended by 10 days for close contacts if they decide not to be tested on the 11th day of isolation. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says a very, very high percentage of people has submitted to testing, but the rule was designed to provide authorities with an even more complete picture. Victoria reported one more death and 12 new cases Sunday, ending a three-day stretch without any fatalities. Security forces in Belarus detained dozens of protesters Sunday and used force, including water cannon and batons, to break up crowds demanding a new presidential election. Footage obtained by Reuters showed police officers dragging protesters into unmarked vans at a rally that drew thousands onto the streets of Minsk, the capital. It also showed police vehicles unleashing a powerful jet of orange liquid from a cannon into crowds. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia, has been rocked by street protests and strikes since authorities announced that veteran leader Alexander Lukashenko had won an August 9th vote by a landslide. People have since taken to the streets every week to demand that Lukashenko step down and allow for a new election to be held. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.